Any more questions? Thank you. So our next speaker is Subhash Malla from Texas A&M.
Thank you. This is the last presentation, so I will not bore you with a lot of details. So are you familiar with ggbiplot? How many are familiar with ggbiplot software? No? Probably I will explain that then. I'll just give you a quick snapshot of what we did with onion germplasm evaluation this year. So Texas A&M, in short, Bay Onion, we do it in southern region. And two locations with Texas A&M AgriLife Research, we have at Uvalde and Westlake. That's where we do our research for onion. So this year we have 91 entries, which included Texas A&M germplasm and also standard checks. We have two reps, and those are RCBD, randomized complete bulk design, and plot size was 10 feet, and width is 40 inches. So it was done in Uvalde. So the traits that we measure on this field were healthy PR, because we need not the disease severity, but the reverse of disease severity. That's why we call it healthy PR, with pink root, which is a root disease, and healthy foliar disease, plant height, plant leaf number, leaf width, leaf length, leaf angle, and neck diameter is something that we prefer, the smaller the better, and we measure it, it will be bigger the size, will be the higher number, so we want reverse it, so we say it good neck diameter, which is reverse of neck diameter, and green seeker, which is NDVI. We just use that high throughput phenotyping. We call it this. This is just a device with red infrared and red light that we use, and it'll give you the greenness of the leaf. And so this is a device. Just quickly go through that, and you can use that for high throughput. We want to see whether green seeker can we use for any disease. You can see evaluate the disease. If his disease is there, then whether this will give me some indication whether this disease is there, we can rate it with the green seeker thing. So bulb height and bulb diameter, firmness and single center. So this is my second year with onion, and so what I want to learn is try to understand what are the traits that's affecting the bulb width and eel. If I want to breed for the eel, so what are the traits that I'm looking at, and what is the different traits that will affect the eel, and what are the traits that is not affecting, and what are the traits that are affecting. So I took a lot of different traits. So this will be typical way of presenting our results in tabular format. And if you are like me, who likes a visual representation, then ggbiplot is a way that we do the visual representation. So the ggbiplot work is based on the principal component analysis. So in this ggbiplot, this is a graph. And if you see the green numbers, those are entries. And the red are the traits. So what it does is it tries to connect all those green numbers, which is the entries, and make a polygon. So in the center of this, from the center, there's a perpendicular line is drawn to the side of the polygon. And those are the dotted lines. You see in the figure, those are the dotted lines. And that dotted line will divide the polygon into different sectors. So let's see about the blue bubble. And you see that 500.5077 would be the sector. That will be one sector. Within that sector, if you see there are different threads in the blue bubble. So that line, 500.077, is the superior line for all those threads. There are different sectors, okay? And so same thing for other sectors. And other information you can get from this is a vector, the red line. So the angle between the red line, that will indicate correlation. The narrow the angle, higher the correlation. So if you look at it in blue bubble again, then you will see the bulb width, bulb height, bulb diameter, leaf number, and leaf angle with the plant, those are all correlated. And again, the green sticker is correlated with leaf width and leaf length. And there's a disease, which is a purple one, orange one. And sorry. So the orange one, and it has the PR is a pink root, which is a kilogram, and the foliar disease, which is above gram, it looks like there's a correlation. And also the firmness of the bulb is correlated with all things. So it looks like there's if there's disease on the underground, somehow there's a foliar disease also increases. So there's a correlation. Another thing you can do is you can rank your genotype. So what you can do is, what it does is it will give you concentric circles. The center of the circle is indicated by arrow, right in the center. If any phenotype is in the center, then that will be the best phenotype. And if you see in that graph, then you can see that XNM line 4166B is close to the center, which is the best phenotype, according to this result. So if you go farther from that, then they are less superior. So you can rank your genotype based on this ranking. The other thing I want to look at is, if you have all these traits, so what traits are affecting the yield? I want to get the trait that's affecting the trait. So if I find that one particular trait is affecting the trait, then I can pick that trait and utilize that and use that for the predicting my yield. So I want to see which traits are affected. And if you look at the diagonal, is direct effect, and off diagonal are indirect effects. And ball height and ball diameter, except that those two, all the rest are not that effective. And so the direct effect of the ball height is 0.38, which is diagonal. And if you look on the farther right, that column is your correlation. So if you see the correlation between the ball height and ball width, you see 0.6. But the direct effect, only effect of that particular trait, which is ball height, is 0.35. So it's contributing only 0.35, but it's inflated. The correlation is very high because there is an indirect effect of ball diameter, which is 0.27. And similar with the ball diameter, the correlation is 0.9, but direct effect, only the effect of that particular trait is 0.7. So the other thing we did, evaluate our germplasm, 24 germplasm at Westlake and Uvalde. And then we evaluate those lines and got the yield and want to see if there's any DY interaction. So here you can see there is a Uvalde yield and Westlake yield. They are in different sectors. That means there is a GYA interaction for the yield. So now let's look at the pyruvate content, which is your when you cut the onion, you get tear on your eyes, and that's a pyruvic acid. And so pyruvate content, we want to see pyruvate content between the two locations. If you look at this location, it's in the same sector. That means the testing at one location is good enough. We don't need to test from two locations. So what's the conclusion? So the ball width, ball height, ball diameter, leaf number, leaf angle, those are correlated. So those indicate maybe ball width is related with this thing. And if you increase that, probably ball width is going to increase. So same thing for intrude foliar disease and firmness. And these are correlated. Somehow, if you change one, it mostly we might change the other one. So TAM 41066B looks like a superior germplasm for Uvalde, Texas. We didn't test other locations, but for the Uvalde, Texas, this looks like a superior genotype. And ball diameter and ball height had the direct effect, and increasing bulb diameter, bulb height will increase the bulb width. But we didn't find any other way that is, had big effect on the bulb width. So there is a GY interactor for the yield, but there is no GY interactor for the pyruvate content. So if we want to optimize our resource, we don't need to test from two locations. We can just combine from, we can just use one location and just test it, so we can reduce our money, resource, because we don't need to do two testing for two locations. With that, I'd like to thank our center for providing facility, A&M Life Research for providing funding, PFIC for developing this variety and germplasm and maintaining germplasm, and Dr. Christopher Kramer for New Mexico State University, who provide commercial tests for this testing. And thank you. If you have any questions, I'll wait. The sugar, the more the water you have, the less by the way it is. But the way that we did is we tested from two locations and the both are similar. The train are similar. So the location over there is mainly governed by the sulfur content in soil and all that factor. And also the water content. And water content is will be a factor, but not that major factor, because those are the chemistry that goes in there, and those chemistry is important one. And those looks like those chemistry is not controlled by environment. There is no polygenic